do you measure the success of your employer brand efforts? Maybe you just notice more smiles on people's faces, so you feel like your work is justified. Or maybe you are on best places to work lists and feel awarded for your hard work. Well, we prefer the hard numbers. The Employer Brand Index helps you calculate the return on investment of your employer brand, and in turn, validates the work you are doing to your organization. Having a great employer brand means you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. When you use insights from our Employer Brand Index, you can take action and move the needle. Want to know more? Just get in touch. Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, sans Vason, it's Jürgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Today, we're talking to a company which has 93,000 employees around the globe. The average tenure of said employees is no less than 10 years. And this company launches approximately 1,000 new products each year. I mean, can you tell that my interviewee works in communications? And also, I'm going to reveal the company's 3M, only because I'm now going to offer you a pop quiz hotshot. Can you tell me what 3M stands for? I'll give you about 20 minutes to think about that one, and then we'll reveal it at the very end of the interview. Let's start the show. Hey, Kyle, how's it going?
It's going well. Thanks, Jürgen.
So welcome to the podcast. Who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, my name is Kyle Thompson, and I lead 3M's People and Culture External Communications. And a large part of my role is employment branding.
Wow, that is a big job title. So talk us through how you got into this space and what's your role entails.
I've been with 3M for about 2 years now, and my background is consumer marketing. I worked for Target for about 11 years, which is located in the same area where 3M is global headquarters, the Twin Cities area in Minnesota. I was really brought on to help 3M come into the digital world when it comes to employment brand marketing, just as candidates are going to a magnitude of places to find jobs and discover companies. And I just tap into the expertise and really help 3M out there.
What is 3M? I mean, it's so much more than just Scotch tape, surely.
Totally. It is a hidden company with so many ways to impact your life. So actually, you are never more than 10 feet away from 3M technology. And 3M has actually been around for quite some time. Many of you may know it for Post-it notes or Scotch brand tape or command strip, but there are more than 55,000 products used in homes, businesses, schools, hospitals, and other industries. It's pretty massive. We started in 1902 to Harbors, Minnesota, and now we are more than 117 years old, located in Maplewood, Minnesota, but also we have businesses all over the world.
What is the talent challenge for the company?
I think the talent challenge is really similar to other companies, finding great talent with the job market. Employment rates are very low, and so it's a candidate's market. And so a lot of companies are going out there saying, hey, look at us. We have all these things to offer.
Talk us through your employer brand strategy.
Right now, it's really about telling strong stories that position 3M as a place where people really have to come to have careers that allow them to innovate, grow. And really, most importantly, what we find really resonates with candidates is that you're able to make an impact on people's lives around the world. These tap into a lot of our employee value propositions, or EVPs, as many know it. And what's unique about 3M is that we don't just have one EVP, we really have five that we can tap into that really is able to customize based on where the candidate is in their journey, whether career-wise or where they're at interviewing or discovery, to what they value most.
Okay, we'll dig into those in a minute. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you first, because I know that employer brand sort of sits under marketing or reports to marketing. How does that work?
So talent acquisition are my main partners, but employment brand does not sit within HR at 3M. It actually sits within an organization called corporate affairs, and my team sits within corporate communication. So I am connected with all the big stories and the news that's coming out from 3M, which is really awesome because I can equip my recruiting teams with the latest and greatest news and talking points of what's happening at 3M, but also it helps me stay on the cusp of, you know, how people are consuming content, how they're receiving the news. And so we sit within the communications team, which is really fantastic.
A little bit different to the norm from usual interviewees, but interesting to hear that it's a good partnership there. So talk us through these EVPs. Is it five different EVPs, or is there one EVP and five articulations of it for different talent personas?
At the core of it, it's really about inspired opportunities, but how we articulate that comes through in five different ways. Really, the first is making a difference in the world. And that's really about how we're collaborating using science and technology and allowing our employees to address global challenges. You know, your world may be defined as the community you live in, or it may be defined as on a global scale. And our products are really able to do that. And where you're involved in that product development or sales or communicating about that product, we want you to know that, like, when you come to 3M, you are going to see how your work really translates into the broader world, whether it's a product or, you know, like I said before, you're 10 feet away from a 3M technology. Some of the others are you're part of a leading company, really tapping into, we are 117 years old, and we've been around for quite some time, but continue to evolve based on that innovation and where we're going and our trust in our employees. Working with the best and brightest, it's super important to candidates to know who they're going to work alongside of, who they're going to report to. It is about that inclusive culture. And so that's where we really bring out our diversity and inclusion messaging, specifically inclusion, leaning into, you know, when you're here, you're heard and people are responding to what you're saying. The other two are really that you're going to grow through challenging work and you're rewarded for your efforts. So the five: make a difference in the world, you're part of a leading company, you're working with the best and brightest, you grow through challenging work, and you're rewarded for your efforts. Really are the messagings and the messages and the EVPs that we lean in.
So these are great. However, which one is the favorite one? What's the one that candidates and employees latch onto?
I would say definitely making a difference in the world. That comes through our philanthropical side of our business, but also the sales or product development or R&D side of things. I would say that is mainly number one across the globe.
Tell us about the philanthropical. Is there a 3M foundation?
Yeah, it's called 3M Gives, and it's ways that from volunteerism to giving back to the communities financially. One of the cool things at 3M that we do talk about is 3M Impact, which is part of 3M Gives, and it allows 3Mers or employees to go out throughout the world on a 2 to 3 week service project with other 3Mers all over the globe and help smaller businesses and communities in different countries really make a change with their business or solve problems that they don't have the resources.
That nicely sets us up for talking about activation of the employer brand. I can imagine there might be some interesting stories in those volunteering opportunities as well.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of sitting within the communications team. I really want to make sure that we're showing up where candidates are consuming their day-to-day media. So we do show up on our own properties, whether that's 3m.com/careers or our news center, which is news.3m.com, making sure that if they're searching 3M, they have a point of reference and a hub for all that information. But we realize sometimes that it's not the first place they're looking. So we do activate with our social media campaigns. We've really been leaning into LinkedIn, Instagram stories, and Facebook over the past 2 years to really help tell the stories of 3M. And then we work with Glassdoor, Fairy God Boss, and other news outlets to do custom content partnerships to reach a real big new audience that maybe we're not tapping into just yet.
And I know you've done a lot of work on video as well.
Yeah, we do a mixture of very high-produced videos that help tell our 3Mers stories in a quick, easy-to-understand format that can appear on Instagram stories or in your LinkedIn feed. But we also do, I wouldn't say they're low-quality produced, but they're shot on our iPhones, an Instagram story series we call #LifeWith3M. And it really just highlights different 3Mers throughout the globe and what they do at 3M. And we tie it to more cultural conversations. So let's say during the month of Pride in June, we're really highlighting members of our LGBTQ+ community. During Women's History Month, we have our Women's Leadership Forum. We find volunteers and really dynamic stories to tell of 3Mers during that time for video.
And the hashtag, so life at 3M, are employees encouraged to use this? I hope they are. Or is there any formal training that is offered?
Employee advocacy is a huge part of employment brand at 3M, and something my team, which I have to give a shout out to one other team member because we are a small team of two, Laura Brandes, we really help our partners and key advocates make sure that they understand that, hey, we should share this news externally. So ways we do encourage that are connecting the conversation through hashtag life with 3M and also hashtag 3Mer. 3MER, just to identify that people are 3Mers and are not spokespeople, but are advocates of the brand. But we also use an employee advocacy platform called VoiceStorm, powered by Dynamic Signal, that really helps 3Mers share content, whether through LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook, super easily.
So it sounds like you've got a lot of plates spinning there. How do you measure the success of all this activity?
I really had to understand what we were measuring, and it wasn't a whole lot. So over the past 2 years, we've been installing some key tentpoles to help us measure that ROI. One is awareness, and we do work with a company called Universum and their Employment Brand Index to understand where we have credibility, where we have distinction, and where we have attractiveness. What that comes down to is what people associate 3M with, what makes us stand out, and in general, what that target group wants. So we have a score that we measure on an annual basis to see if we're making any improvement in those areas. Also, traffic to our career site. We have a goal of increasing traffic to our career site by 5%, and that is a global goal that all of our teams are rallying behind. We want to really make sure to see where that traffic is coming from. Is it from our efforts? Is it from just annual search or regular search there? And then one other way is our trend ratings or reviews on platforms like Glassdoor, Indeed, and Fairy Godboss, where we do make investment. Those are key indicators of satisfaction for candidates, but also employees.
What would be your top tips to employer brand professionals listening to this?
My background is in storytelling, and I have a passion for really lifting up those amazing stories. So tell timely and transparent stories. Candidates can call through BS if a company is just giving a corporate speak. So I think really I push to have transparent and timely conversations. And what I mean by that, last year, we really featured women in STEM, and we brought up questions about, you know, have you been the only female in the room? If so, what has mentors with other females been like? Also, ever thought about leaving 3M or have left 3M and come back, and why so? You know, things that all candidates are thinking through and may want to ask during an interview, but maybe don't feel like it's appropriate, really giving them the resources to look into that. I shared before, you know, another tip would be meet your audience where they're showing up, really understanding how consumers are using media, and maybe test into breaking outside of some of the traditional employment brand avenues that where companies have been showing up. Another tip would be creating content that lasts through the candidate journey would be really great. Something that your recruiting team could use at the start of a conversation, all the way down to the hiring manager, really come back to that piece of content, a great story to tell. Another tip would be own and be proud of your stories. What are your personal passions as an employment brand professional? And what's going to drive your work? You know, we all have great days and we all have tough days at work, and work can you tap into to help motivate you to keep going and tell these amazing stories that are out there? I'm a member of the LGBTQ plus community, so anything to really help uplift and underrepresented voices or people of minority groups is what really keeps me going. And 3M is so supportive of that and really amazing to all employees when it comes to whether it's LGBTQ plus or female or Hispanic. You know, we have employee resource networks all over. But for me personally, my passion is to lift up those underrepresented voices and give them a platform to share what's awesome about working here.
I didn't ask you an obvious question at the start, which is, what does 3M stand for?
That is a great question. It stands for Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing.
And how many people know that?
Not many. I don't know the exact year we became 3M, but it rolls off the tongue a lot better than saying Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing real fast.
Where can our listeners connect with yourself, and also where can they learn more about the employer brand work that you do at 3M?
Connect with me on LinkedIn. It's just Kyle Thompson. If you search Kyle Thompson 3M, I'm pretty active on there sharing the stories that we're telling, but also looking to connect with other employment brand professionals that are sharing really or more even better stories. Just want to see what everyone's doing out there and connect with you, because I think it's a growing part of companies that we're all at various journeys and want to make sure we're connecting.
Thank you so much for your time today, Kyle.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have it. If you found this episode of use, feel free to reach out to Kyle and thank him, and check out 3M on various social media and websites, etc. And of course, feel free to subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com and various other places. And if you really want to make me happy, then feel free to leave a review on one of these places. And let us know what you think of the podcast. That's all we ask for, just an honest review. And of course, if you're interested in measuring your employer brand, checking into the good, the bad, and the ugly of employer brand, don't be afraid of the ugly. That's where you can really make a difference. Check out employerbrandindex.co or ping me, and I'm happy to talk it through with yourself. And that is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and catch you next time.
How do mermaids clean their fin? With tide.